So I've been thinking about this a lot lately, Lower Alabama football. And I don't just mean the big public schools everyone talks about. I mean the Catholic programs, McGill-Toulon, St. Michael, Montgomery Catholic. There's something really distinct happening there.
There really is. And the key idea, I think, is that you can't separate the football from the faith and the geography. These three schools are spread across a huge swath of the state, Mobile, Baldwin County, and Montgomery, and each one carries a completely different cultural fingerprint.
Right. So let's orient everyone listening. When we say Lower Alabama, we're talking about the southern third of the state, roughly. Mobile sits on the Gulf Coast. Fairhope is just across the bay in Baldwin County, and then Montgomery is further north, but still considered part of that broader cultural corridor.
Exactly. And that geography matters enormously for football culture. Mobile has this dense, old city identity. Friday nights at McGill-Toulon feel like a civic event. Fairhope, on the other hand, is a fast-growing coastal community. The football culture there is newer, still building its own identity.
So not the same atmosphere at all?
Not even close. Think of it this way. A McGill-Toulon game in Mobile draws on over a century of institutional history. St. Michael in Fairhope only played its inaugural varsity football season in 2018. That's a massive difference in tradition depth.
Wait, 2018? That's remarkably recent for a program we're putting in the same conversation as these other two.
It is, and that's actually what makes St. Michael so fascinating to watch. They're building something from scratch in a community that's growing rapidly. The pressure and the opportunity are both enormous.
Now, McGill-Toulon, that name itself tells a story, right? It's not one original school.
Correct. McGill-Toulon Catholic High School was formed in 1973 through a merger. The McGill Institute had been around since 1896, and Bishop-Toulon High School for Girls was established in 1928. So when those two institutions came together, you had nearly a combined century of Catholic education folding into one program.
That merger must have shaped the school's identity in a really specific way, blending two distinct communities into one athletic program.
Absolutely. And for our listener trying to picture it, imagine two rival families suddenly sharing the same house. There's history, there's pride, and eventually, if it works, there's something stronger than either one alone. McGill-Toulon became that.
And then there's Montgomery Catholic. That's the oldest of the three by a wide margin, isn't it?
By a very wide margin. Montgomery Catholic Preparatory School traces its origins back to 1873, making it the oldest continuously operating non-public school in the entire state of Alabama. That's not just a football story, that's a deep institutional anchor.
So how does that kind of history translate onto the football field? Does longevity actually produce winning culture?
That's the right question to ask. The record suggests yes, but the mechanism is institutional memory. Coaches, families, alumni networks. When a school has been doing something for over 150 years, the expectations are baked in. The takeaway there is that tradition isn't just nostalgia, it's infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Now all three of these schools operate under the same governing body, the AHNISA?
Yes. All three are members of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, which governs high school sports for both public and private schools in Alabama. And that's significant, because it means these Catholic programs compete directly against much larger public schools in a classification system based on enrollment.
So not a separate private school league. They're in the same bracket as the big public programs.
Right, and that creates real competitive pressure. McGill-Toulon competes at the 7A level, which is the largest classification. Montgomery Catholic is in 4A. St. Michael is in 5A. So each school faces a completely different competitive landscape, even though they share the same faith tradition.
That's a fascinating range. For everyone listening, the key idea here is that these three programs aren't just Catholic schools playing football. They represent genuinely different competitive realities within the same state structure.
Well said. And that's exactly why they deserve individual attention. The foundation, faith, geography, history is shared. But the stories that grew from that foundation are distinct. In our next lecture, we head to the port city to look at the storied history of one of the most successful large school programs in Alabama history, McGill-Toulon.